If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Tuesday, November 1st.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a big doubleheader in college football with the return of midweek action. 7:30 p.m. Eastern time tonight on ESPN2, looking at Buffalo traveling to play Ohio. Currently, Buffalo is listed as a 3-point road favorite with a total of 58.5.
Now, going into this big Maction matchup, which, by the way, we're going to get Maction pretty much every weekday moving forward. So if you like college football, turn the calendar to November. This is the best time for you. But both teams going into this one, 5-3, same win-loss record, and they're both riding win streaks, playing pretty good football. Buffalo started their season 0-3, and they've actually completely turned it around and won five straight games. They just beat Toledo last time out, 34-27, winning outright as a 7-point home dog. Meanwhile, Ohio, they've also won three straight. They just beat Northern Illinois their last time out, 24-17, winning outright as a 2.5-point home dog. Now, what we've seen in this one was an early line move toward Buffalo. This game opened actually as low as Buffalo, listed as just a 1-point road favorite. And early money laid the chalk here with Buffalo, pushing this line all the way to Buffalo -3. But of course, anytime you're betting football, we always got to have these key numbers in the back of our head. Just like NFL, college, the most important key number is 3. Most common method of scoring is the field goal. So now that the line is up to Buffalo -3, really kind of lost some value here if you wanted to bet Buffalo. All the respected money that hit Buffalo early hit them before the key number of -3. So anything -1 up to -2.5. Now that it's gotten to 3, we are starting to see a little buyback on Ohio +3. Now that you have the key number here. And how can we tell? Because number one, the line hasn't gone further to 3.5. And if you look at the juice on all the Ohio +3s out there, a lot of them are +3 at -115. So a little bit of buyback, a little bit of juiced up. Maybe this gets back down to 2.5. But based on the juice, this kind of tells me that you're getting some of that Ohio +3 buyback. And Ohio does check off a couple boxes here. Number one, the public is all over Buffalo. 60% of bets here are laying it with Buffalo, who's riding this win streak. But even though the only 40% of bets are on Ohio, they're taking into account 62% of the money. So that's a plus, over +20% low bets, higher dollars, sharp money discrepancy. So again, it's not just who you like, it's when you got down and what number you got. It looks like early money before the key number of 3 hit Buffalo. But now that you're at the key number of 3, you're getting some buyback here on Ohio +3. In terms of the total, total open at around 58.5. Hasn't really moved too much. Some books did rise a little bit higher to 59. But this is a big public play. 78% of bets on the over. The over is also getting 96% of dollars. Maybe a little bit low bets, higher dollars there. But it really hasn't moved too much. So, you know, typically when I want to bet an over, I want to see, number one, I want to get a good number off the triggering number. But the fact you have heavy betting over and it really hasn't moved that much, that scares me off a little bit if you wanted to sweat this over here. Now, if you look at both these teams, Ohio is averaging 32 points a game. Buffalo is averaging 31 points a game. So both teams score quite a bit. Ohio is giving up 34 a game. Buffalo is giving up only 25. So a little bit better defense there with Buffalo. Now, in terms of the total, Buffalo 4-4 to the total this year. Ohio 5-3 to the over. And weather shouldn't be an issue here at Ohio. It's going to be about 60 degrees, pretty much no wind at all, around 2 miles an hour. So again, heavy betting over. Line hasn't moved too much. What's notable to me is early Buffalo money and some late buyback here on Ohio +3.
Best of the rest.
Now, for best of the rest, we're going to go to the earlier game tonight with a doubleheader here. Ball State and Kent State. Another big Maction showdown here. 7 o'clock on ESPNU. And currently, Kent State is listed as a 7-point home favorite with a total of 62. Now, going into this matchup, Ball State is 4-4. They just snapped a 3-game winning streak, but with a loss last week to Eastern Michigan, losing 20-16 as a 2.5-point home favorite. Meanwhile, Kent State, 3-5. And they just beat Akron, 33-27 their last time out. However, they did not cover as a big favorite in that one. They were favored by 16, only won that game by 6 points. Now, what we've seen here was a lot of movement toward Kent State. Kent State actually opened as low as -4 or -5. They've been bet all the way up to -7. Now, really down looking at the betting percentages, not very lopsided toward Kent State. Only about 55% of bets and dollars on Kent State here. But just like we talked about with Buffalo and Ohio, getting to the key number of 3 and then kind of losing value on the favorite and maybe some buyback on the dog, same sort of thing here. Kent State, all the money that hit Kent State was early. The early bird getting the worm, -4, -5, up to -6, 6.5. But now that you're at the key number of 7, again, 3 is your most common key number. Typically lands on 3 about 15% of the time. 7 is your second most common key number, the touchdown plus the field goal. But now they're at 7. You kind of missed the value on the favorite there, and you are starting to see some buyback on Ball State now +7 because, once again, we haven't gotten to 7.5, and if you look at the 7, it's all Ball State +7 at -115, looking like it may get back down to 6.5. Now, offensively, Kent State, a little bit better here, 29 a game versus 25 a game for Ball State. Defensively, though, Ball State the better defense, giving up 28 points a game versus 32 for Kent State. So again, a little bit of buyback there, Ball State plus 7. If you start to see this thing juiced up like it's getting back down to 6.5, that could be a good sign here if you wanted to get Ball State at a buy low opportunity now, plus the points with a little bit of contrarian value, only getting about 45% of bets. Now, in terms of the total, I could lean a little over here. It did open 61. It's been bet up to 62 or even 62.5. Public's kind of down the middle. 52% of bets are on the over, but it's taking into account 77% of the money at DraftKings. So that's a good plus 25% smart money discrepancy. And it will be a nice night here at Kent State. 55 degrees, about 3 miles an hour. And what's notable and kind of fishy to the total is that we had a lot of money hit this over, 61 to 62 or 62.5. But yet, both of these teams are 5-3 to the under. So it tells me that maybe again, despite under teams in general, could be looking at a higher scoring game tonight between Ball State and Kent State. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, I'm going to look toward my first sweat of the night, going to the NHL slate. I'm a big puck head. I like betting the NHL. To me, the NHL is a unique sport. You can really kind of throw away percentages. It's really not a public bet sport, so that's why, you know, betting percentages don't mean that much. You don't have a lot of public to bet against. But of course, when I'm betting hockey, I lean quite a bit on line movement because it's driven mostly by respected bettors who know the league and probably set their own numbers and have a good feel for the league in general. The lack of public bettors, you know, kind of some more sharps here that like to bet hockey. So line moves are critical. And then also, of course, betting systems. I'm a big betting system guy. Again, if you are able to dig deep into the past, the difference between trends and betting systems. Trends, I don't really put too much into because they're specific to certain teams. Betting systems are different. You know, there are league-wide trends where you can put in any kind of team, and if you have a good theory behind it and a good sample size and a good track record of success, it's something that you can lean on and put any two teams into it and have a good successful run here. So first one for me, I'll be looking at a Vegas Golden Knights bet tonight. Give me VGK at minus 130. My play here for Vegas Golden Knights, they're on the road at Washington. It's a 7 p.m. Eastern time game. I'm sweating VGK for two reasons, as I mentioned. Number one, line movement. Vegas Golden Knights open around minus 130 on the road at Washington. Now they're still, or sorry, they open as low as like minus 125. Now you're up to minus 130. And I'm seeing some shops maybe creep up a little bit higher as we're looking across the market here. But I did find a minus 130. Again, have multiple outs, shop for the best number. But pretty much line move a little bit here to Vegas. But it's really a good data-driven system play. So the reason why I really like Vegas tonight is my favorite system match on the Golden Knights. It is a favorite versus the second leg of a back-to-back. So it's a rest-first-tired angle where Vegas is rested and the Washington Capitals are tired. So the Vegas Golden Knights, they actually haven't played here since Sunday. Meanwhile, the Washington Capitals, they're on the second leg of a back-to-back. They played last night at Carolina, lost 3-2, and they're playing their third game in 4 days. So they're kind of in a really tired spot here. The fact that Vegas Golden Knights rested in Washington again. Second leg of a back-to-back, third and four games. You might get the backup goalie here for Washington. And if you look at that angle, that favorite versus the team on a second leg of a back-to-back, 17-9 this year, 65%. If you look at a rested road favorite versus a team on a back-to-back, you just isolate those rested teams even better. Over the last 2 years, that's 74% with a 22% ROI. You also have the Vegas Golden Knights matching a favorite off a win system. That's 40-26 this year, 61%. Then I have another system, a variation of a favorite rest versus tire. That's 72% over the last couple of years. Now, the Vegas Golden Knights in this spot, 6-1 is a favorite, 3-1 on the road. So both profitable angles here. Both teams are scoring about 3 goals a game, but really defensively is where Vegas has the advantage after bringing in Bruce Cassidy, who was really the architect of some great defenses for my Boston Bruins. As I'm a Bees fan, I can tell you Cassidy has a really good defensive mind. They're only giving up 1.7 goals a game, VGK, versus almost 3 for Washington. And also injuries. Keep an eye on injuries. I'd also recommend reading Andy McNeil's daily VSiN article. Andy does a great job tracking the NHL and looking at it from a little bit different angle than I do, but just as good, if not better. And he's got a couple injuries to monitor from last night, and which could hold over for today. Carlson, great defenseman here for Washington. TJ Oshie, really good scorer. Both of them are banged up. Neither played last night. They might miss this one tonight too. But a little bit of line movement and some great system matches. A rest first tired. So give me the Vegas Golden Knights. Let's go VGK at minus 130. Now, if you like VGK, you're probably like this one too. My second sweat of the night, same system match, same sort of angle here. Give me the Dallas Stars. I'm on the Dallas Stars at minus 140. Dallas Stars are at home 8:30 p.m. against the LA Kings. Dallas Stars open this game minus 130. So again, good to about 10 cent steam move now up to minus 140. So we've seen this line go toward Dallas. Right off the bat, they would match another system I really like, a home fave with a line move in your favor. So you're at home, you're a favorite, you're expected to win. Hockey is one of your chalkier sports where favorites tend to win at a higher rate than other sports. But again, you got to win at a higher rate as a bettor to overcome the juice that you have to lay with the favorite. But also home teams, a lot of people think in hockey, oh, home teams do well because the crowd is behind you. It gives you the juice. Well, maybe that's a benefit, but really when it comes to home teams doing well, it's the fact that you get the last ice change. The head coach of the home team gets to see who the opposing team sends out each line change, and then they get to match up and put up who they want. You know, maybe if it's a top line, you put out your best defensive pair or best checking line. So that's really the angle there. But that home fave with a line move, also line move is the basically telling you that there's a respected money indicator in favor of that home team. Home fave with a line move, 45-18 this year. It's actually been my best system, 71%. It's about a 12% ROI. So I would match here with the Dallas Stars. Also, a rest versus tired. The LA Kings are on the second leg of a back-to-back. They just played St. Louis. They won last night 5-1 as a around a pick'em type number. But they're also playing their third game in four nights, so could have tired legs, backup goalie. Meanwhile, Dallas, an even bigger rest versus tired than VGK, which we just talked about. Dallas hasn't played since Saturday versus the Kings, second leg of a back-to-back in third and four nights. LA Kings better have the better offense slightly, 3.7 goals a game versus 3.11 goals a game for Dallas. But Dallas has the far better defense, only giving up 2.3 goals a game versus 3.1 there for the LA Kings. So with those system matches, also Dallas 4-0 is a favorite, 3-1 at home. So a couple good spots there for the Dallas Stars. So again, hockey, line moves, and betting systems. And I have two matches tonight. I'll be sweating both VGK minus 130 and Dallas at minus 140. That about does it for the VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Tuesday, November 1st. But reminder, we have so much free content that we offer at VSiN, but even more if you become an all-access member. So if you just go to VSiN.com/subscribe, or even make it easy on yourself, sign up for our free newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. You'll wake up every single morning to great sports betting content, and we'll give you all the actionable tips, tools, strategies, systems, the betting percentages, so you can look at real data and where the public is and where the sharp money is going across the market, all available to you at VSiN.com. But as always, hopefully you can keep track with us at VSiN. Follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_Insights. But I wish you the best of luck today. Happy November 1st. Halloween's over. Return to the page here to November. Next holiday is Thanksgiving. I'm looking forward to that. But we've got a lot of football in between. So I wish you the best of luck today on a big Tuesday. And as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets today, because as a wise man and the godfather of VSiN once said, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats today, guys. Good luck.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.